מסכת בבא קמא, פרק ט, משנה ט, משנה says, הגוזל את אביו ונשבע לו. If somebody stole from his father, and then he swore falsely that he did not steal, ומת, then his father died, and then afterwards he confessed. So in this situation, he's stuck in a little bit of a jam. He needs to do teshuvah, he needs to return the lost object, or the stolen object, back to the inheritors of his father. Problem becomes, he is one of the inheritors of his father. And we learned out that the entire item that a person stole has to be returned in order for teshuvah to happen. So this person here, he is one of the inheritors, so he can't inherit. He has to get rid of the whole item, he has to give it back to the other inheritors in order to start the teshuvah process of giving the item back, adding a homesh, and then also bringing the korban asham with it. So that's what we say. Harezeh mishalem keren behomesh lebanav o le'ahav. What he has to do is pay the principal and the fifth to either his father's sons, this man's brothers, or to his father's brothers. So he has to pay the entire principal and homesh, including the part that he's supposed to inherit, to the other inheritors in order to start the teshuvah process. Even though normally the thief here, who's a son, would collect part of this inheritance, part of the item we're talking about, because it's his father's, and now his father died, so which part should go to him? We say he does not keep anything, because everything has to go back to the, out of his possession, has to leave him, so therefore he would not collect any of it. He gives it to the other Yorshim. But let's say he doesn't want to give up his share of the stolen item. It's part of his inheritance, money that he really needs, or she'enlo, he doesn't have enough money, let's say, to give back everything to the other heirs. He needs it. He needs the money. Love. What we say is, here's a little bit of a loophole that you can come up with. Let's say he should be love. He should borrow money from somebody. And then the lender, the person who gave him the money, could come and collect the debt from the portion of the item that he stole that he was entitled to. So, in a way, he's having his cake and eating it too. He's getting the item out of possession, his possession, the stolen item, and he's borrowing money against that item, and he's holding, keeping that money, and the person he borrowed from is collecting the portion against that item that he borrowed. So therefore, he fulfills his obligation, the thief over here, of getting rid of the entire item. And then he's also going to benefit because he borrowed against it and he's going to keep that money. He's not going to pay it back because it was already paid back from the item itself.